AQ4WHN. Mobile. Hey, Mark, W4DJW Mobile. Spartanburg to Greenville this afternoon. How about you?
Getting in the car to go see my dear mother. So got a little bit of 5 o'clock traffic to fight, and then we'll get her knocked out.
On the net now.
She's in an assisted living place and needs orientation from time to time. So I come and entertain, orient, make sure she gets to dinner and all that fun stuff.
With my mom at one point in time, a while back. That's been a few years ago, but I know what you're talking about. How you liking being a net control operator now?
It's becoming a little more familiar. I'm, as you predicted, I'm starting to pick up call signs and type them in before people get there from just the sound of their voice. So been getting a little better, a little easier, and not having to slow people down as much, so it's okay. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, to them, it does make it a whole lot easier, a lot more relaxed going into it when you know that you can go faster than they can go.
It's Lorena or Rick, and then you know Michelle's coming, and then you got Larry and Tom with their very distinctive voices, and Andy, and you know, they could just say, "Hey, Mark," and I would be able to log them. It's that easy.
Way to make it even faster than that, to do voice recognition or something, so that you just watch it. It just logs them, and you just watch it, and you read it back. I haven't figured out how to do that voice recognition stuff yet, though.
I'm sure there's an API somewhere.
For the people that have already checked in one time in the past, if you could recognize that voice quick enough, you might be able to go ahead and plug it in there, or just throw up the call sign and say, "Is this right?" And all you have to do is click on yes or no.
Well, it's my only issue is I start getting trying to fix different names and make sure I've got the preferred first name and whatnot. And I inevitably, at least once an episode, will get somebody to write over somebody else's entry, and I have to think about what I just did or figure out a way to get that back in there. I haven't done that quite as much, but overwriting folks or having somebody's address with the wrong call sign just because I didn't hit clear, you know, it's rookie mistakes. I'm getting better.
Yeah, that same thing happens to me from time to time. If you're not paying attention, when you ease up a little bit on, and you're not quite as stressed, and you ease up on it just a little bit, that can, it seems like that happens more often. W4DJW.
JQ4WHN. Yeah, no, I think it's getting easier. I'm having more fun. I'm less stressed about it. And, you know, everybody's really, really patient. They're there to do the job. I think a lot of them are just happy that they're not doing it, so they're willing to wait me out.
It's really good having you do that. It's really appreciated you picking up Tuesday nights like that. And any time you want to share with Hayden, I think he's willing to step in there. I think the beginning of the week he has time to do it. The latter part of the week and the weekends he doesn't have time.
We can work out a schedule to do some of that. I mean, at some point I'm going to have to get back on the road, but we just happen to fall into this window. We do a lot of work with Microsoft, and Microsoft's fiscal year is coming to a close here at the end of June, so we tend to wait for the next batch of POs to come out and training sessions to happen, and that's kind of the quiet time between now and August.
Opportunities to get better at it before he had to pick up a bunch of them, that might not be a bad thing either. I think he was a little bit anxious to get going.
Yeah, I if he's good on QRM, if he's good on QRZ, I can reach out to him and just, excuse me. I know, actually, we've already had an email conversation, haven't we? I can just reach out to him via email and figure out something. I'm sure wouldn't be a big deal. He's a natural.
I think you have an email from me with both of you on it. If you want to reach out to him, feel free to do that. And if you don't have it and you need his email address, let me know and I can do that. But feel free to let him get some experience anytime you feel like it.
That's easy to do. You know, it's one of those things where you can just decide, you know, tonight I'm going to sit back and listen. So that's not a problem at all. I might even come up with a regular schedule where he and I alternate just to give him a good shot at it.
Any longer, I just wanted to see how you were doing and if you were enjoying it and let you know that it is still very much appreciated. KQ4WHN, W4DJW.
I like the ability to get out there and converse. It's definitely some dedicated radio time, which I don't necessarily have on the calendar on a regular basis. And like I said, it looked one time that you know, still figuring out HF. So at the very least, I've got some VHF time to get out there and try and build a personality.
So it'll force you out of your comfort zone. AK4HR Mike says that. And it does. It is a good tool to use for forcing you out of your comfort zone, which is good for us from time to time.
Well, you know, I'm the guy at the front of the room for, you know, most of my work days. I'm the idiot that says things and says, and today we're going to talk about security. And, you know, I don't have that gene where I have concern about people judging me or you know, what, oh, goodness, what am I going to do when I get in front of the room. It's kind of a natural thing for me. I don't know why. I guess it was something my father did, and I just kind of looked at it as a normal thing. So, but when you have a protocol and it's something you're supposed to be following protocols and traditions and whatnot, all that is ham radio, it takes a little more getting used to and getting comfortable with. But it's a good crowd to be involved with and had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, good talking to you. Enjoy your rest of your day and have a safe trip over there to the assisted living. KQ4WHN, W4DJW.
Yes, sir. Hopefully your trip on 85 is relaxing. Maybe. At least it's short. Enjoy the rest of your day as well. 73, sir. KQ4WHN.
For WHN and for ZLK. Hey, Mark.
How are you doing today, sir?
Eavesdropping. And this is Shane here. I just wanted to say I appreciate you calling the net, too. You do a great job. And I know the club appreciates it. I will do it one day. Just can't commit to it right now. I'd hate to commit to it and then have to call for help.
Yeah, no, that's one of those things that, you know, you gotta have the time and you gotta have the it's just a matter of getting in there and doing it. And if you don't have the time, then it really doesn't matter about the rest.
Make it to the net just about every night. Sometimes on the weekends, it's a little bit more difficult. But I know that as soon as I said, yeah, I'll do it, something will happen, and I won't make it, because there are times when either I don't get off work in time, or we, you know, work all day, and you're ready to go to bed and call it a day.
For sure, for sure. It's one kid in medical school who is constantly going through emotional she's learning these things, and there's that has to be released. So I don't know that I could do it every night. I've definitely, you know, I'll get lazy sometimes and come in via echo link from downstairs just so I can participate at some point. But I struggle to get there just even to check in maybe even five nights a week. It's just one of those things that there's always seems to be something else that's happening.
Okay. Yep, and a lot of times I'm pulling in the driveway either right before the net starts. There's times when it's It's rare, but it does happen. I'm pulling in after it started, or I just got my dinner going or something. Anyway, but yeah, I'll let you go. I'm about to pull in the yard again. I just wanted to say hello and hello to Dave if you're listening. But again, thanks for calling me. KQ4WHN and Fort.
Okay, KQ4WHN. Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. 73, safe travel in that big truck.
Good to hear you, Shane. W4DJW Mobile.
Monster in there?